The title of the hearing was Make Elections Great Again, How to Restore Trust and Integrity in Federal Elections. And to Republican lawmakers, that trust, integrity, and making elections great has a very specific meaning. Republican Brian Stile of Wisconsin is chair of the Committee on House Administration and the author of a bill he calls the Make Elections Great Again Act.
Here's the top line. Elections should end on Election Day. You should need a photo identification to cast a ballot. You must be a citizen of the United States of America to vote in a federal election. We need audible paper ballots, and we shouldn't be sending ballots to people that don't request them. These reforms alone will improve voter confidence, strengthen election integrity, and continue to make it easy to vote and hard to cheat.
He preemptively blasted Democratic criticism of his measure as outlandish and false, but that criticism was quick to come.
I asked the American people this: do you want Donald Trump running your elections? Do you want Pam Bondi or Kristi Noem running your elections?
Joe Morelle is a Democrat from New York. He blasted the Make Elections Great Again Act, as well as a similar measure in the Senate called the SAVE Act.
But really, all these bills have the same outcome. They are the Trump elections takeover bills. We know this because the president has said so himself. He said, we want to take over. We should take over the voting in at least 15 places.
He says Trump and congressional Republicans are terrified of losing the next election because voters have rejected Trump's policies by defeating Trump-aligned candidates in elections across the country.
Because of these failures, Republicans know they have one hope at winning the next election. Change the rules of the game, destroy the rule of law, and desert any last remaining shred of allegiance to the United States Constitution. Redrawing congressional lines to make them better for Republicans, changing the rules of elections, brutalizing American citizens who exercise their rights under the U.S. Constitution. This scheme is not just how Republicans plan to take over our elections, it's how they plan to take over our country.
Democrat Norma Torres of California says the administration is hell-bent on blocking millions of people from voting. People who demonstrate against Republican policies, new young voters, seniors who cannot afford a passport, and women who marry and change their names.
The Republican election bills being considered are a direct attack on dissent of current Republican policies.
She noted Trump's call to federalize elections, and she says we need to ask, what does that actually mean?
Are we talking about military with machine guns at our local school election stations, or masked, untrained, heavily armed ICE agents surrounding our community centers? What are we talking about here? The FBI just raided a local election office with the Director of National Intelligence tagging along like an obedient dog, allegedly in pursuit of a fever dream conspiracy theory about the 2020 elections that no sane person believes.
One way or another, voting in this year's election day may be a little different from past elections, or maybe a lot different. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.